Yeah, you know what that means. Like, that's different. It's Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. I am Dr. Tim Slecker. I got Dr. Johnny Lupinacci here. And oh my goodness, it is a very special Friday. Happy 4th to everybody out there. America, as they talk about it. And this is Jacob's Choice today. We're ready. You know, that's why I didn't introduce him. I was like, Jacob, how is it possible that you scheduled your special show interviewing Johnny and me on our own show for July 4th? How'd you make this happen?
On a special birthday.
Well, if you recall, initially you guys said I should take over class in session. And then I happened to glance at my calendar and I said, oh, wait a minute, guys, maybe I should take, you know, start doing the Friday show. I told you that was because I don't know anything about education, but the truth was it was so that I could do this. So very excited for that.
Draped in the American flag.
I was
going to
say, you got to point out his outfit,
yeah,
man.
I got this American flag here draped over me because these colors don't run, guys.
That's right. Okay.
Happy birthday. Excited. I'm excited for the 4th of July. And
it appears to be a towel, not an actual flag, for any listener out there worried about, you know, desecrating the flag. We follow due diligence with respecting the flag. It's a towel.
But I follow the sharp flag code.
Yeah, looking sharp down there, Jacob, in the producer's corner with the big flag over his shoulders. I love it.
The only law I follow is the United States flag code. That is my creed and my modus operandi. So anyway, guys, we want to get started with the show, or do you have any comments? Or
Let's jump right in, man. This is your show. We're just guests on our own show today, hey?
Yeah, but I'm a very hospitable person.
Woo! Oh, yes!
Welcome, everybody. It's America's birthday. The old gal is turning 249, but fellas, boy, I tell you, she doesn't look a day over 200. America's in great shape. We've never been doing better. Confidence is up. Patriotism is at an all-time high. That's definitely accurate. Cookouts, fireworks, short shorts, and spending time with the family. The 4th of July, frankly, it's the Super Bowl of the summer. Mm. So to kick things off here on the very special holiday Producer's Choice show, Tim, Johnny, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. I guess we'll start with you, Tim. What are your plans for the 4th of July?
Well, at this point, I don't know how you looked over and saw my short shorts on. I'm kind of embarrassed. I think I'm going to have to get a new pair for the holiday since now I've been exposed.
Well, they were very exposing shorts.
No, I should never wear short shorts. And in fact, even wearing shorts nowadays is not a good thing. You know what I'm going to do on the 4th? I'm going to practice safe firework expressions because, you know, some listeners know that one of the things that I've been tasked with and having the responsibility to do is, been taking care of my mother-in-law, who, you know, has a little bit of a cognitive thing. And so, but she loves holidays. She loves parades. She loves fireworks. And so we, Michelle and I, and Mom Michelle from the show too, we went out and bought a whole package of safe fireworks. And, I'm going to be out in the backyard setting off some fake fireworks or safe, not fake, but safe, so that my mother-in-law can really have a good time and enjoy them. The best part about it will be is that if I save some, I can bring her back out later and say we're doing it all over again. And she'll be like, no, this is the first time I've ever seen these fireworks, Tim. And see, you know, there's a blessing there. So, Jacob, that's what my 4th has all in store for me.
Tim, I'm sad to hear about your fireworks situation, needing to go to such pathetic fireworks. You know, usually every year I hop in the old car, head down south of the border, pick up some illegal fireworks and bring them back. But I don't know if you heard, Donald Trump said that the tariffs even apply to fentanyl, and those are illegal. So I assume he's going to tariff my illegal fireworks that I'm bringing back. So I guess that's off the table this year. Johnny, same question to you, man. What are your plans for the 4th of July this year?
Well, guys, it's a pretty typical 4th of July in that, I'll be out at the lake. We'll be barbecuing. We'll spend a whole day out on the lake, maybe some paddleboarding, probably some swimming, lots of sun, crack a couple of sodas with the friends, the family, you know, the neighborhood, and Lake Day, man. It's a full Lake Day. Celebrate this country's Independence Day. Hopefully weather, is cooperative with it. It's looking sunny outside, so should be a great day. And then we're lucky we have a big city firework, coordinated, with fire departments, helps put it on, and pyrotechnic experts. They throw big fireworks. We have a parade and a farmer's market that happens. Well, the farmer's market does a lot of fundraising for our big city fireworks display. And we all throw money in the pot a couple of weeks in a row. And then they threw the whole thing off. It's usually around 10 o'clock at night. So there's an afternoon nap in store. My kids say they're always going to take a nap, and rarely do they, but they have more energy than I do. So there's usually a nap and then a second dinner left over from the barbecues. And then around 10, roughly, then sun goes down, boom, fireworks display, big one. And, I'm lucky because it's fire country that I live in, that people are pretty strict about their firework usage. So they blast these off a barge out in a lake, and they keep them all above the lake. And people are pretty strict about firework usage out here. So, it's fire country. So it's pretty well known. Like, hey, if you're reckless with fireworks, you're going to start a forest fire, and you're going to be held accountable for that expense and damage. And so we're lucky to have, big city fireworks display. They host it, blast them off over the big lake, and everyone has a good time. So we'll be celebrating, I think, pretty traditionally, been chopping up vegetables and marinating things for, to about 12 hours ago. They went in the fridge, and man, they'll be ready to go for today. So it's a barbecue, man. It is one of my favorite, like you said, Jacob, it's the Super Bowl of the summer. It is, really. You eat a lot. You have a few soda pops, hopefully stay well hydrated with your waters, right? You get sun, you are outside with neighbors, people in your community, and celebrate what's best about being in the free world, right? And also commiserate over the tough times too. It's always nice because we know a lot of us aren't experiencing the best of our country right now, but that still doesn't make us any less patriotic to celebrate a birthday. It's like a growing year, right? We're saying, hey, America, we know you can be better, but we love you, and we're celebrating your birthday today. So let's everybody get outside and put things aside, maybe our differing political views, and remember what's great about being in community. So I have a good time. They also have a little parade in the morning, which is always fun, where my kids end up with more candy than they do at Halloween because there's so much candy throwing at the parade. It's a big celebration. So looking forward to, a long day of celebrating the birthday today, Jacob.
Man, I think I know where I'm sending my mother-in-law. Can I get her there quick enough?
Nah, it's too late now. I mean, even a direct flight would put you here well into tomorrow, Tim.
Oh, so, God.
But next time you all make it out to Washington for a lake day on the 4th of July, you're always welcome. You too, fine. Jacob.
Tim, it's not too late to come with me to Mexico, though. So if you want to hop in on this.
I was going to say, you don't have to go to Mexico to get the heavy artillery and the fireworks department out here. Idaho operates very similarly as such other places. And, you can always tried and true. Find these pockets of stands of fireworks. I wouldn't recommend them because out here they'll pretty much land you in creating a forest fire. There's almost nowhere you could light off a firework unless you're out on the lake, over the lake, that ensures that you're not going to start, $1 million fire that's going to destroy, your livelihood And maybe, hopefully not other people's livelihoods, but certainly stacks of dry, dry trees. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to live in a community that recognizes that. And, you know, I haven't heard fireworks the weeks leading up to 4th. And it's a great example of like municipal, you know, systems. The community says, hey, this is really dangerous, but we love it. So let's organize a really big, exciting, and I mean, it's huge. It's a big fireworks display. And so everybody can see it and everybody's up on the lake. And, you know, you could park your car at the Dairy Queen or over in the parking lot and see it. And like so many towns across this country. Hey, little side note, fellas, and then I'll give it back over to Jacob. But have you ever flown or driven or gone on like a extended trip on the 4th and seen? Like,
oh, yeah.
I got the gift to fly on the 4th a couple of years ago. And, man, it was nighttime, and I was flying across this country and just seeing fireworks from above. I mean, this is one of, like, I had no idea. It would be on my bucket list if someone told me about it. I had no idea it was as cool as it was. So if you ever get a chance to fly on the 4th, flights are pretty inexpensive because everyone's usually partying it up. But it is truly a spectacular view just to see fireworks in the distance and nearby. I mean, it looks something unbelievable from the sky.
Yeah, I got to imagine that's pretty cool. I mean, seeing all those fireworks from up there in an airplane. I think I've seen a video once of either from a plane or from a helicopter in Los Angeles, just the fireworks all over the place. I mean, it looks really awesome. Tim, Johnny, what I'm getting from both of you guys is the spirit of community, togetherness, and friendship is what we're thinking about on the 4th of July. But what I think really is the spirit of America is competition. And in that spirit, we're going to have a little competition between the two of you gentlemen here, because I have some America trivia for you boys.
Okay, let's go.
Are you guys good at trivia, do you feel?
I mean, generally not so much, but I'm here for it.
Well, Jacob, just, you know, before you joined Busted Pencils and when we were live 5 days a week, we had a little every evening at Tim's Trivia, where I would bring one of those unique American kind of factoid things and try to stump the listener. So now I get to be on the other side of it, and I'm a bit nervous, man. Ooh.
Finally, listeners like me will have our revenge against Tim for his difficult trivia. So I'm going to tell you guys how this works. I've got some questions here. You can get 2 points if you just answer the question. You get 1 point if you want to answer after hearing some multiple choice options. Does that sound fair to you guys?
Sounds great.
Let's do it, man.
Let's go.
All right. Who wants to go first? That's right, Tim, you get to go first. So your question is, Tim, who was George Washington's vice president? And if you want multiple choice, opt in now.
I'll opt in now.
Is it A, John Jay, B, Thomas Jefferson, C, John Adams?
What, Johnny, you're making me feel like you're like, dude, I got this. How could you sit there and not know this?
Let's see if you get it.
All right. John Jay, A.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tim. The answer is obviously Johnny. John Adams. That was the hardest question we had. That's why we started off with it. So,
that sorry was a tough one.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Thank you, Jacob.
Johnny, here's an easy one. How many United States presidents have served as labor leaders? Do you want options or do you...
As labor leaders.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to take the multiple choice on this. My gut guess, I'll go first. Is there a punishment if I guess and get this one wrong? I mean, this is a hard one.
Yes.
All right. I'll take the multiple choice answer because I'll tell the viewers who are watching on YouTube, my guess would be.
Well, that's an interesting guess, and you may regret not going with it. So A.
A big fat.
A is 1, B is 3, and C is 0.
I'm going to go with my gut guess, which would have been my dry guess right out of the gate. I'm going to go with a big fat goose egg on that, Jacob. It's zero. Dang.
Tim, do you know the answer? Okay, the answer was one. One United States president had been a labor leader.
This is a trick question. This is a trick question if you go with it. I'm going to see.
It was,
I guess. Go ahead.
It was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, terrible for actual labor, but amazing because he's part of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a labor leader.
Boom. That's a big fat zero with a technicality one. Tim, we're both at 0 points.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. One of the least labor-friendly presidents.
That's why it's one of the...
In the Screen Actors, he was in the Screen Actors Guild, so I love that question.
He was the president of it.
This might be better than the competitive game of washers I'm playing later while I'm throwing back some sodas. You guys ever play that game, washers?
That was the third question, actually, Johnny. I'm sorry. You've skipped ahead. All right.
Let's go. Next trivia question.
We're going to go until somebody gets one correct. Tim.
Okay.
What year did the United States Civil War begin?
Ooh.
Oh, Jacob, 1861.
Come on. You got
it.
There
it is.
You got
that's
it.
Right.
You got it.
And that's a two-point. You didn't even need the extras.
That's a two-pointer.
The bombing and the assault on Fort Sumter.
Holy cow.
Right there.
Sumter.
I'm telling you, man, Civil War trivia, dude, bring it on. Because I got
he
that
loves
one,
it.
Man. I got
Tim's
that stuff.
Tim's a Civil War LARPer. You haven't heard these stories yet, Jacob.
I'm new around here, but I'd love to hear about your costumes, Tim. Johnny, the heat is on right now because I didn't think anybody was going to get one correct, and now Tim is on the board. Johnny, your question for up to 2 points. Teddy Roosevelt served as the vice president to which man?
Roosevelt, vice president to, I don't know this one. Let me think.
You can always opt in to the multiple choice.
I'm going to have to go multiple choice.
Is it A, Grover Cleveland, B, William McKinley, or C, James G. Blaine?
What? Can you list those again? It's not James G. Blaine.
I will list them again. I liked your initial response of what to the question. Grover Cleveland or William McKinley?
I'm going to guess William McKinley.
Ding.
Yes. Woo! But then because McKinley was.
McKinley was shot.
Yeah. Assassinated.
Yes,
that
sir.
That sucks. So that's it. Teddy Roosevelt. Man, I should be better at my history trivia. I got 1 point at least, and Tim's got two. Tim's in the lead.
That's it, man. I'm running away with it. Come on, Jacob. Bring it on.
Catch another two-pointer, and you've got this thing locked in.
Tim, the first kindergarten in the United States was established in 1856. But in which state?
It's going to be a guess. But I'm going to potentially, and I know the gut is saying this, but then the gut is also telling me it's too easy to be this. But at the same time, I'm going to go with the gut because test taking skills. Well, you know, Massachusetts, Jacob.
Double or nothing. Can it kick back to me?
Yes.
I'm going to go on a wild one. This is for you listeners out there, because what do I got to lose? I'm going to say the first kindergarten was in our listener's state of Wisconsin.
Oh!
You got
trick
that.
Trick question.
I think that's 4 points, right? I mean, you doubled
double
up
or
on
nothing.
A...
We doubled it up. Yeah, baby.
I'm going to give you just the two, because you weren't really supposed to be able to answer anyway, but
all right, three,
it was too
three,
epic,
one.
You know what
three,
I mean?
3-2. 3-2. I took the lead on that one, and I get a chance to get a question here, or is this over? And
no, this is your question, Johnny.
Uh-oh.
With 1985's The King of Rock, what hip-hop group became the first to go platinum?
Oh,
come on. The Run DMC.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes, man. Sir.
This is going to be hard.
We were both alive for that.
I was, man, I graduated high school. That was awesome.
We're doing some contemporary America trivia too. I mean, we're not all stuck in the past.
I love that.
Tim, you're down 5-2, but I believe that you have a chance to come back here.
Okay, Jim.
I believe in you. This is not a U.S. Civil War question, but it is a sort of Civil War, so that might put it in your wheelhouse.
Oh, Tim's a Civil War buff here. Let's go.
Tim, in what year did the first Star Wars movie come out?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely in the Civil War genre. 1977.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, boy. That's a great Civil War.
Yeah, it was.
Category.
You guys thought you stumped me there.
You're right back in it, man.
I know.
5-4.
Hey, look, growing up in the 70s, I think I went to see 3 movies in the theater because my father did not believe in spending money for movies. And I got to see Star Wars, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And then I think to make me, actually, this was earlier, but he took me to see Jaws and I didn't go in the ocean.
That was terrifying, man.
I know.
Oh my gosh. One of the scariest movies I saw as a kid.
Yeah.
Those were 3 good picks, though.
Yeah. Great ones.
All right. Johnny, the heat is on now. This is, we thought it was going to be a blowout a second ago, and now all of a sudden we're right back in it. How are you feeling? I mean, are you up for this next question?
Probably not. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
I believe in you. Johnny Lupinacci, for up to 2 points. Christopher Columbus established a permanent link between the Old World and the Americas in 1492. What was the name of his flagship?
The name of his flagship?
Yes.
Hmm. Hmm.
If I may,
this is
the multiple choice is not going to help you.
I only have in my brain the indoctrination of my schooling. I don't know which of the 3. I know the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Whoa! How'd you know the multiple choice already?
So the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, the 3 ships that Columbus sailed.
Yep.
Those oceans blue.
They might have all
1492.
They might have all had flags too. I mean, I'm
sure they did.
That's a very good point, Tim.
But I don't know, is one of them the flagship, or is it just, hey, any single one of these could be?
One of them was bigger than the others, and it's the one Columbus was actually on. And that
the
was
Santa Maria. The Santa Maria. I'm jumping in and stealing that.
Oh, Tim got it.
He gets the 2 points. Now Tim's in the lead, 6-5.
Hey, man, you push me up. Put my back on the ropes, buddy. Watch out.
I know which one, man.
How could you not know that important trivia? That's a good point.
Yeah, what would Tony Soprano say right now?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Let's not even get into it. I mean,
okay.
I think it was Big Paulie who was most into...
it was Silvio. Yeah,
Silvio was mad
about Columbus Day.
Yes, he was.
Keeping us in the same area of conversation, Tim, which Native American war leader successfully defeated George Armstrong Custer at the Battle of the Little Bighorn?
Well, Jacob, that I'm not sure if you're trying to make this a trick question, but both Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse were there.
Wow. Boom.
But which one of them was the battlefield commander and which one was the smart politics man?
Sitting Bull was your smart political person and Crazy Horse was the instrumental commander.
Very good, Tim.
Crushing it. He's at 8 points. 8-4 right now.
Woo!
Or 8-5.
I got to start taking out the hard ones when it's Tim's turn.
Hmm.
Here's an easy one, Johnny.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm struggling back here in the catch-up.
Alcoholic beverages were prohibited in the United States from 1920 until 1933. Which constitutional amendment established prohibition?
Oh, established it. Which constitutional amendment established prohibition? The Volstead Act, but which number was it? I'm going to go 18th Amendment, the Volstead Act.
Oh, dude, nice, nice.
That was clutch.
I know that because I go to a bar called the Volstead, and I'm picturing they have a 18 in their sign. So, whew, good thing. Yep. Thank you, Volstead. Great bar here in Spokane.
That is the perfect way that people get trivia questions correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I believe it's the Volstead Act.
If I remember, there was an episode of Cheers, I believe, where Norm brought it up. Yeah, you got to reach deep. All right, this is the final regular question. You both get a chance, and then whoever's up gets the, you know, the ultimate Jeopardy question to see who wins all the money.
Okay.
And this is for Timothy.
Yes, sir.
Timothy. Kurt Russell portrayed Coach Herb Brooks in which film about the 1980 United States Olympic hockey team?
Oh, man, this is not
fair. Johnny's freaking out, man. I know the film, and Miracle on Ice.
Yep.
Ow! Good work. Mm. That was a tough one.
Okay. 7-10, final score.
But wait.
Uh-oh.
This last one is a three-pointer, potentially.
Uh-oh.
Because we don't want to... I've got my clock here, okay? This has to go the exact right amount of time.
Okay.
Johnny, for a chance to tie. Harry Truman was the last of FDR's three vice presidents, but who was FDR's first vice president?
Ooh.
I just really wanted to use this one.
It's not, so it wasn't Truman. Who was his other vice presidents? Wallace and Garner, but who was first? Damn. I'm going to have to pick, let's go alphabetically guess. Is it Garner?
Whoa! No! I can't believe you got that, Johnny.
John Nance Garner.
I can't believe you knew any of them.
Wallace, Garner, and FDR.
Nice.
Truman.
Nice job.
Oh, yeah. Truman. Truman was the father. Yeah.
Okay.
FDR's vice president.
This is Truman, a buzz-in Wallace question. This is a buzz-in to see who wins because we have a tie. And there was really no way to avoid it. By yelling, just like, I got an answer. Okay. So this is the ultimate American question, gentlemen. In which decade did McDonald's become a $1 billion company?
The 70s.
You did it. You got it.
I got it, man.
Tim got it.
Tim, you're good.
I remember seeing that sign, 1 billion served.
Oh, that makes sense.
Nice. There you go. I always wondered what that meant. I grew up with that sign, but didn't have context for it.
I remember.
That was amazing. Tim, I guess you know the most about America.
Age and wisdom trumps beauty here today on America's 4th of July. I love it.
Now, Tim, you are the winner, and I think that's something that you can write home about and you can be proud of, but did you win the fake $1 million yet?
Uh-oh.
That's the question.
I don't know, Jacob.
You did not.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Man.
Because every time we do this show, we have my 60-second segment at the end.
Okay.
That's an important part of the listeners expect it, so we had to find a way to incorporate it. So, Tim, with 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's go!
Who was the only United States president to serve as a university administrator before coming to office?
The guy during World War One. Darn it. Can't think of his name.
But that's the guy.
I know it's the guy. Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. You got it.
There we go. Man, Tim, you're amazing.
Hey. Yeah, he is. Tim is a gem at trivia, especially U.S. history trivia.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a gem at trivia, just certain trivia.
Man, this is unfortunate. I didn't prepare any like fanfare for when you did good. I only had
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's the only thing I had ready. It was negative. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, Jacob.
Tim, Johnny.
That's his faith in us.
I thought no one would get any points. Tim, Johnny, thank you for being here. Great guests, as always, on your own show. I mean, nobody does it better than you guys do. Happy 4th of July to everybody from, I think, all three of us. We're all excited for it and happy.
Sir.
But now, Tim, I think it's time for a certain something.
Yeah, it's time for your moment of zen. Real heroes are not on national television or in the headlines. They are the nurses, the doctors, the teachers, the social workers, the janitors, the hospital orderlies, the construction workers, the people who keep the society going, who help people in need.
On that note, thank you, Pencil Busters, for listening today, and have a safe and happy 4th. And thank you for listening to today's producer Jacob's Choice Independence Day special podcast. And if you want to grab more Busted Pencils podcasts, well, you can just go on over to Apple, Spotify, or you can always find us at civicmedia.com or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And you could always, always, always find great Busted Pencils content like today's show on Mondays for Homeroom, Wednesdays for Class in Session, and on Fridays for Producer Jacob's Choice. And of course, Pencil Busters. You can always tune in and listen to the Busted Pencils weekend broadcast on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media networks for 1 hour of your favorite blue collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.